Tell my people I'm with them. Tell my people, as they follow me, as they follow my lead, as they speak my word, they will win souls, they will be blessed, and I will move mightily in their lives. Doubt not, saith the Lord, but continue to follow my lead. Do all that I give you to do, for my wisdom is with you. As you hear my words and yield to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will see the greater move of God. It will be unfolded to your perception, saith the Lord. All who follow me, they follow me because they love me. They love my word. They love my people. They love my wisdom. And they love my ways of life. My return is soon, saith the Lord. Tell my people my return is soon. Very swift. Very sudden, saith the Lord. I must return. I come to judge, saith the Lord. My judgment will begin. I love my people. I will move in the lives of those who yield themselves to me. Doubt not what I can do with your dedication, through your love. I give you my wisdom to win souls, saith the Lord. As you follow me, you will fish me. I give my light, my understanding to my people who love me, who seek me, saith the Lord. Many have fallen away. They did not heed my warning. They turned their shoulder because they turned their heart. They turned their shoulder because they turned their heart. Many were lukewarm, and I did spit them out. I warned them to come back, and they turned their shoulder. I warned them to come back, and they turned their shoulder because they turned their heart. Those who love the world became my enemy. The love of the world is enmity against me, saith the Lord. The love of the world is enmity against my word, and against my will, and against my people, and against Jesus, my only begotten Son. But those who love me turn their heart. But those who love the world have turned their shoulder because they turned their heart. I continually sent my people to speak my word and warn those who went out through the world. I gave them warning, and they turned their shoulder because they turned their heart. And because they hardened their heart continually after their 10 warnings, I hardened their heart. I spit them out because they turned their shoulder, because they turned their heart. But those who hear me, they know my voice and they follow me. They are willing and obedient, and I will bless them, saith the Lord. They will succeed. They will will go forward. They will do my work because they love me. And they hear my voice and they follow me. The wickedness of the world is a vexation to their heart. And they love my ways and they follow me. My return is soon, saith the Lord. I come to judge the wickedness of mankind. Many have went out to the world and ceased to follow me. But many love me, and many will hear. The harvest has never been as ripe. But those who follow me, I will cause them by my methods, by my wisdom, by my counsel, by my knowledge, and by my love to reap this harvest, saith the Lord. And those who turn their shoulder because they turn their heart will envy the work that I do through my people. Nothing can stop their success, for they love me and they hear me out. Be ready, saith the Lord, my return is soon, very soon. Wow, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord for his word. And I thank the Lord for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I love yielding to the Lord when he wants to give a word, when he has something to say. I learn many things as I yield to him in his presence, the things he teaches me. And it's important. I love when he gives me information and helps me understand his word. And I thank God for all the revelation that he graces us with to serve him. The Lord's return is very soon, very sudden. And he's coming back to his own people to get them out of harm's way. It's time now for the Lord to return, and I thank him for it. I know it's soon. I don't know when, but I know it's soon. It's imminent. It's here. So it's upon us. Being ready is to just love God. If you love God and do his word, and you know you're busy doing whatever he wants to do, you're safe. If you, and you know, by all means, walk in forgiveness. Don't hold grudges. This is not a time to deviate from the truth of God's word. The enemy wants things to collapse around us. And he uses his tactics. But a healthy hatred of the word of the world system and a strong love for God, you'll never follow the path of darkness. But our lives can thrive in the guidance of the Lord. You know, ministry is a blessing. But the easy way to do it is to not worry about it. Just watch God. Consider what he put on your heart and do it. Whatever he bring to you, that'll make the difference. You know, even Jesus did. That's the way Jesus did. He didn't just go and do something. He did what God guided him to do. And the enemy has made a mess of things because he distracts people from considering what the Lord would have them do. And they try to do God's will out of their habit system, out of their mind, out of what other people do. But when you go in prayer and you praise God and you worship Him and you draw near to Him and He draw near to you, it will be revealed what to do and how to say it and when. And that will make all the difference. All God needs is people who will yield themselves to Him. He has the wisdom and He has the knowledge. And he pours His anointing oil on mature people who won't take pride, who won't get in pride because of their success, who won't snub people because they did something at work. But people who seek to be a blessing, they have the heart of God. And then God can reveal to them what to do, and they'll do it. And that makes the difference. The Holy Spirit knows what to do. But proud men won't listen to the Holy Spirit. They do it the way they want to do it. But those who yield to the Holy Spirit, the Lord will give them what to do. But be encouraged, His return is soon, though it's soon, and we're going to be out of here. The Lord can still mightily use us in the very short time that we do have. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is Lord.